A new program is launching in Arizona to connect employers in the hospitality industry with its future leaders. With 1 in 5 jobs in our state linked to tourism, having a skilled hospitality workforce is important, and so is creating paths for advancement. Shelley Weir is Senior Vice President of Career Development for the American Hotel and Lodging Association. She's in the Valley today to announce this new apprenticeship program. And Shelley, before we get to the program details, can you explain what you mean by the hospitality industry?
We're doing this in partnership with the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. And so when we say hospitality sector, we're talking about both the lodging industry as well as the restaurant industry. And both industries have created and registered apprenticeship programs for management level positions.
So today you're formally announcing Arizona's first hospitality management registered apprenticeship. So tell us about the program.
We really built this program with the intent of helping to build up what we call the bench strength of the industry. As everybody knows, the hotel industry is growing at such a rapid pace that our members came to us and really said anything that we could do to help address the need for having a bench strength, if you will, of up-and-coming supervisors and managers would be incredibly impactful and certainly help people realize their career objectives in the industry as well. So when we talk about this hospitality sector registered apprenticeship program, we did so with the lens of taking either new hires coming into the industry, likely graduating from a 2 or 4 year hospitality college program, or taking current workers that are currently working in hotels or in some cases restaurants and grooming them to be managers of hotels.
And when you talk about grooming them, what do you mean?
So we're talking about a true training and development program that gives them an opportunity to earn while they learn. So they're actually employees of the hotel working full-time. And while they are working, they are in a structured training program that includes over 100 competencies that the industry identified for lodging managers to master to be successful in that position. So while they are on the job, they're going through a structured on-the-job training rotation with a mentor to learn and master these competencies. And at the same time, that on-the-job training is being supplemented with classroom education.
Where's the money coming from for this apprenticeship program? Is the industry providing it? Is this coming from state dollars, federal dollars?
So we, at the American Hotel and Lodging Association, we are currently under a contract in partnership with the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation from the U.S. Department of Labor to help to manage this program and expand the opportunities amongst the employers in our industry. But this is very much an employer-driven program. So the employers are essentially funding these apprentices. They are full-time employees being paid by the employer to learn this trait. But there's great opportunities when you register a program, as we have done in Arizona, to also work with the state and local governments for potential funding support. So, for instance, we could closely work with Maricopa County's Workforce Board, as well as the state Department of Labor, to see what type of grant funding or workforce dollars might be available to our employers to help supplement this effort.
Many jobs in the hospitality industry are fairly low paying, you know, housekeeping, the food prep, landscaping. But across the country, you say more than half of hotel general managers actually started in entry level positions. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, that's true. We're very much an industry that grows from within. We conducted a study of our membership last year and found that not only over half of the general managers in the industry started in an hourly level position and worked their way up, as well as over half of the C-suite executives as well.
When does this program officially start in Arizona, and how long will it go?
So we just had the program registered last month with thanks to our partner state association at the Arizona Hotel and Lodging Association. And so what we're doing today here in town in Scottsdale is we're going to be meeting with about 25 local employers from the hotel industry to explain the components of the program, talk about how it works, get them signed up. Our hope is that we could have our first apprentices in place, potentially as early as December, but more likely probably the first part of quarter one.
That's Shelley Weir with the American Hotel and Lodging Association.